Welcome back, you guys. Episode 87 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always. How you guys doing? Did you have a good week? I hope you had a great week. Hope you made some progress. Bet you did great. I had an awesome week, you guys. It was really good. I made a lot of progress. I learned a lot. And definitely moving forward. So, yeah, it was good. As you guys know, I left you last week. Getting ready to try and take a little vacation and take a break from work and figure out kind of what's next. So I did. I left. Let's see. There was something I wanted to share about Sunday, but I don't remember what it was. A week ago Sunday. Don't remember. Anyways, I got up Monday morning after whatever it was I did Sunday. Maybe I went surfing. I don't remember. Anyways, got up and loaded up and took off. And I hit the road. I'll put some video up here. I took a couple clips of what I did. I loaded up my mountain bike. And I went down kind of around Mount St. Helens in Washington here. And I just drove around the Forest Service roads. And I camped. And I looked for trails. And I mountain biked. And I wore myself out. And it was awesome. I had such a good time, you guys. It was so good just to kind of get out on the road and get my mind out of here, you know, kind of reset. And I really, so my goals, they weren't really goals, my, you know, intention, you know, my goals of this trip was really to go out and ride my mountain bike and get it on some trails and just get into the woods, rivers, you know, that kind of stuff. Try and enjoy summer in the mountains that I haven't done in a while and biking that I've always been pretty into and I haven't been as into as much lately. And so I did, and the first day I went on a trail, I just beat myself up. I went like 6 miles straight uphill, pushing my bike, and I enjoyed it, but it was pretty grueling and kind of miserable. And then I came down, and it was steep and scary, and I fell a few times in creeks and whatnot. And it was great, but then I was exhausted. And what am I trying to say here? Well, I'm just trying to say that I had an awesome time, totally wore myself out, and really re-inspired myself. That's the part that I'm trying to get to, that I'm having a hard time. I was so inspired, you guys. I just had such a good time exploring. That's the right word. I was really stoked on exploring just these beautiful areas that I hadn't spent much time in for years, that I used to spend time in when I was younger, in the Cascades and I just really enjoyed it. I was driving on dirt. I was dirt forest roading for miles. I went like 50 or 60 miles on dirt roads and finding little turnoffs, and then I'd go explore those on my bike and camping out in the middle of nowhere. It was awesome. So you might be wondering why I'm back. I kind of am too. But so I did. I stayed out for pretty much the whole week. I just returned Friday night. It's Sunday morning here now. And really the reason I came back was to sort of reconfigure my setup so I could go back out and do more of that for longer. I loved it. It was, you know, combined with my similar trip down the coast last year, I just love doing that. I just love exploring and surfing and riding my bike and getting out in the woods. Going to new places, and in particular, new natural places. I'm not really that interested in going to new cities as much. Doesn't suit my style as much. So, yeah, so I loved it. And I came home to, like I said, kind of reconfigure. I wanted to add some capacity to my van. I have got a really great little cooler in there. I'm going to build up my auxiliary battery system to run my little refrigerator and be able to charge my computer. And then what's most exciting is that, you know, I was having so much fun on my bike on the trails, but I completely wore myself out, and I kind of had a hard time doing that consecutive days, and I wasn't able to go very far mostly because I was in such steep country. I was really hoping to find. Oh, and I did. On the last day I went to, I found a trail along a river that we Waylon and I, my dog and I, did a really nice, a little hike and then a little bike ride, and it was nice and long and flat. But what I'm trying to say is I wore myself out. I wasn't able to go as far as I would have liked on my mountain bike. I can once, but then the next day I'm dead if I do long rides. And so I think I'm going to, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to step into the modern era here, and I think I'm going to upgrade my bike and electrify it. And I've been wanting to do that for a long time. As you guys know, I do marine electronics for a living, and electric vehicles are something I've always loved, and I've been playing with the idea of electric bikes. But I just didn't feel like they were there yet, and I wasn't sure that I, you know, would have a good application, that I'd use one a lot. I live a little far from town here to use one for commuting. I live around a lot of really fun mountain bike and dirt bike trails, and come to find out, you know, the bikes, it looks like it's time. So I think I'm going to either upgrade my bike or just get a different electric bike, one that I can fit in my car, and do a little more exploring. So I'm real excited about that. That's something I've been researching these last few days, and really excited to sort of have a, I had such a good time on the road, you guys. It was so much fun to go overlanding, you know, just go have my car loaded up, and I went from kind of river to river and campsite to campsite, and to have a little vehicle that I could, you know, putter around and go farther on out into the woods. I'm real excited. And I'm excited about riding my bike without electricity too, but I think I'll get plenty of that, and I'd like to figure out a way to be able to do both, either with the same vehicle or bring both. But anyways, so that's exciting. Electric bikes, they're all up in my head. But that's really neither here nor there. So anyways, that got me back home because I wanted to make some plans, and I was just ready to... Oh, it started raining too, the weather. That was the other part, was I thought I'd come home and reconfigure and get ready for some more summery weather. It was really nice down there, but it was gray and it was moist. I was waking up to mist every day and rain, and then on the Thursday, or maybe it was Friday when I came home, it was raining hard. So I just decided to come home and, like I said, reconfigure. I've got a little bit of work to do. And then I'm going to go back out. I think I'm going to try and spend, it depends on how much work these guys have for me. I had a really good talk with a couple of my customers early in the week, and I'm getting a little break right now. There's going to be a lot of work for me in September and October, it sounds like. So I may not get a huge break. I may not get to do any real exciting traveling, but I'm going to try and go out for at least 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month if I can, around the end of this month and beginning of September. Probably combine surfing and biking and just sort of being in my van. So I'm going to try and do that. That's my goal. I'm setting up for that right now. And I'm thrilled about it. So really looking forward to that. And then I am going to try and do at least a little trip out of the country. I'm thinking maybe Mexico in late October or November or something like that. Somewhere where I fly and challenge myself to be able to find food and stay healthy in a new environment. And that's an interesting way to phrase that, because normally people would want to go traveling to go see the other places. But to be honest with you, the more I've thought about this travel idea, and I haven't purchased a ticket or anything yet, but the more I think about it, you know, to be honest with you, that really is what I'm trying to do. I keep thinking about, where do I want to go? And nothing really strikes my fancy. I can't think of anything I really am that excited about going to see or do, or, you know, as much as my new plan of being a van life guy for a few weeks and having fun in the woods. That gets me excited. But when I think about going to Mexico or anywhere else, I'm not that excited about the destination. What I'm most interested in, and what gets me most, piques my interest the most, is really just the challenge of being in a new place, and, you know, that little bit of excitement of being in a new spot and trying to figure out how to get by. And there's a little bit of that for everybody, but I think for, you know, the way I've been eating and the way my lifestyle has been kind of so controlled here, and my, you know, my routine and all that has been so strict. I've talked about that, you know, it's getting less strict, but basically that's why that represents such a challenge, because it's so different than what I do every day, and to break out of my routine, I'm really looking forward to that challenge. So I'm going to try and do that. It might end up being a little tough this year with my work schedule and financial situation, we'll see. But I'm definitely looking forward to doing that sooner rather than later. It's not going to happen in the next couple of weeks, is I guess what I'm trying to say. But as my schedule develops over the fall, I'm going to try and fit a few slots in there and start to do some of that stuff. So I'm doing great, you guys. I'm thrilled for what's coming up. I'm thrilled for challenging myself physically and in new places mentally, and really kind of, I'm moving into the next phase. I'm not focused so much on fixing what's broken with me. I'm not focused so much on learning what I can or can't eat, or, you know, walking the line with staying absolutely true to my routine. I'm getting a lot more comfortable with kind of veering a little bit off plan or off routine. And and by that, I don't mean cheating or whatever on my eating plan. It means I can just find things to eat without having to be so narrow in my routine and all that, and it seems like I'm able to stay pretty healthy. So let's talk about zero carb and what I ate this week on the road. So I got a great little 12-volt refrigerator. I loaded up a bunch of my homegrown beef and lamb and like a little bit of smoked salmon, and that's pretty much what I brought with me. Now I got a little flat top that I put in my van, a little griddle, and it works awesome. It's better than a grill. It's a lot neater and it's a lot smaller. Runs on propane. So yeah, so I cooked on that a few nights. I really enjoyed it. Eating my homegrown beef has been great. I'm feeling really stable and just feeling good. So that's been great. But I've been eating a lot of bacon to go along with that homegrown beef. It's not super lean, but I am enjoying the extra fat of the bacon, and I'm just enjoying the bacon. And the bacon's making me feel a little bit off at times, for sure. When I'm a few hours after I eat, I'm real thirsty. I think the salt is playing hell with me, but it's not too bad, and it's been worth it. So I've been eating bacon quite a bit, and the reason I wanted to bring that up is because while that's what I've been cooking, I was also, when I was out on the road, I stopped at a fast food place on the way home, and it was a place that's fairly local. It's called Burgerville. They're mostly in Oregon, and there's a few in southern Washington. And I did. I got some plain patties and bacon. And man, that was awesome. I hadn't done that before. I hadn't got bacon at fast food restaurants before. And it was some pepper bacon. It kind of burned my mouth and my insides, but it didn't leave me feeling too bad. And I loved it. So that was really good to get out on the road and do a little more expansion of my fast food menu, I guess. But yeah, it made me feel fine, and it was kind of expensive. It ended up being like $20 at a fast food restaurant, mostly because I just piled on the bacon. I think they charged me $1 a strip. I think I got 6 burgers and 12 strips of bacon. But anyways, that was great. And that's pretty much what I've been eating here as well. So I've been eating my homegrown beef and lamb with some bacon, a little bit of smoked salmon. Been feeling great. Had a great week in terms of how I felt. Did have a little bit of, now that I'm thinking about it, I did have a little bit of real liquid on Monday when I went and visited my parents, and I did get a little bit ill there. It seems like that happens every time. I'm not sure why. But it cleared up as soon as I left and got back out on the road. So I don't know why that is. It's my normal. So anyways, I had a great week, you guys, and I'm really looking forward to this week. So this week I've got a little bit of design work to do. I'm going to run around and kind of firm up my plans with my customers, let them know I'm going to be gone for a little while, clear the rest of my plate, and then we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to head out this week. I'm going to get configured and try and get this electric bike figured out. But I'm going to get out there pretty soon, probably. I don't know what the dates are, but probably sometime after the 20th or so. Seems like I had something that's coming up here that I've got to wait for. I don't remember what it is at the moment. But at any rate, I'm totally rambling, you guys. So there's my journal for this morning. I guess it's good for me to remember that that's what I'm doing here. I'm journaling. And as always, you guys, thank you so much for listening and watching. These journals have been making a big difference in my life. And you guys are a big part of that. I know I say it every time. But thank you very much. I really mean that sincerely. You guys are making a big difference. As you can tell, I'm a little scattered this morning. Maybe not scattered, but maybe more focused on some other stuff. And that's good. I'm definitely feeling a pull sort of away from all of this focus on, you know, internal stuff and looking out externally again. So, and that feels great, you guys. It feels really good. I'm definitely excited about sort of picking my head up and looking out around at the world a little more outside, because I feel like I've got, you know, this stuff's kind of figured out now. So, and as I mentioned last week or last few weeks, I really do. I feel healthy. I feel fit. I'm happy with my conditioning and my physique and my fitness, and it's just effortless on this way of eating. So I just couldn't be more pleased with where I've landed here. And I'm going to continue to stay the course here with Zero Carb. And I will continue to share my thoughts as much as I don't feel like I'm moving forward or sharing much new each time. I guess it is a record of a journey. So it is a journal, and I'll keep doing it because it's definitely been something that has added a lot of value to my life. So thank you, guys. So, all right, that's enough for today. Hope you guys have a great week. Hope you make some progress. I'm going to do the same, and I'll check in with you guys next week and let you know where I'm at and what's going on. Hopefully, I'll be headed off on some fun new adventure. So, that's all for now. I'll check in with you next week, and in the meantime, have a great week, you guys. Thanks, as always, for listening and watching. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. All right, you guys. See you soon. Thanks.